speaking about there's going to be a new season of power for you. Well, that whole miracle, the wine, you follow it through the Old Testament. It's a picture of God's abundance, his blessing, his spirit. You know, at the end of all things, when we celebrate with the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll be having a feast with Jesus of food and wine. The wine speaks of the abundance of God. It speaks of the richness of God. It speaks of the power of God. And I don't know about you, but you only really know what faith you've got when you put it into action. As Duncan read out from Hebrews 11, they discovered the faith they had as they put it into action. And you only know the power of God that you've got when you put it into action. And I feel that the upgrade that the Lord is releasing on you is that for each and every one in the house, there'll be moments in the next few days, next few weeks, next few months where you're going to have to put your faith and the power of God you believe you have into action. And you're going to discover what things you've got breakthrough for. And as you do that individually, it's going to release a new sense of power on the whole community. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit now to come and overwhelm you with the things of his kingdom. Peace, joy, love, and power. And what I'd like you to do is, as I say these things, say, yes, I'm having that. Okay, I'd like you to declare with your own mouth your inheritance with the Lord and step Amen. In. I am powerful. I am filled with peace.
Amen.
I am filled with joy.
Amen.
I am filled with love. So just open up your heart, open up your mind. You know, when you say yes to God, he loves to step in. So all across this room, Lord, for those that have been part of Trinity in the past, that those that are part of Trinity now, those that are coming into Trinity in the future, Lord, we thank you as one church. Jesus' church.
Amen.
And Father, we want to thank you that you are filling your kids with fresh peace and fresh power and fresh faith. All across this room, Lord, you're beginning to release your goodness and your glory. You're filling your kids afresh, Lord, that they would be the people of faith, that people would read their stories. Like we read Hebrews 11, that there will be new buildings, there'll be new projects, there'll be more salvation, there'll be an increase in healing, whether it's from cancer or a common cold. Father, I want to thank you that you're releasing church planters in the room. Lord, I want to thank you that you're raising up those that will change cities for the better. Lord, that you're releasing charities, that you're stretching out God's blessing into schools, into governments, into businesses, Lord, into healthcare. Father, I want to thank you that you're a God of glory. So we step in and we say yes. We say yes as kingdom-minded people. We say yes for the 200-strong army that will bring God's glory. We say yes for the releasing of your promises in North London and in Europe and beyond. We say yes to the sicknesses being healed, Lord, for the demonstrations of the kingdom being outworked. We say yes for love that binds up the brokenhearted, that restores those. We say yes. God, I want to thank you that when we say yes to you, you say yes to us. But your yes comes with bucket loads of power and goodness and grace to do the impossible. And the Church of Jesus Christ said yes and amen.
Amen. Great to have Dave back in the building. That is officially the end of our meeting.